Good afternoon. We came out of the game pretty good injury-wise. There was no one on that injury report that was new, which was encouraging. After taking a look at the tape and having a chance to go through it with our coaches, we definitely had some opportunities early in that game to really alter the approach of our opponent, but we didn't capitalize on some early opportunities in that first quarter, and it ended up coming back to haunt us late on. And, you know, our guys fought throughout, still put ourselves in a position to have a chance in the fourth quarter, but we squandered some golden opportunities early in the game to create a scenario that would have really be a been much more of a positive for us from a point standpoint and the way we were doing some things as a team early on. But got to be able to bounce back, and that's where we are now.
Percy came out of the game a number of times kind of working on his legs. Was that all due to the hamstring, or were there some other things that were going on that just cropped up throughout the game?
No, I think didn't really say anything about the hamstring. You know, just took a couple of hits, and he had a little soreness, but he bounced back. I mean, he finished, did everything, and finished strong.
Bless the first 4 weeks or so, Christian really had done a nice job with accuracy and keeping those turnovers down. Do you have any concerns after that kind of both issues cropped up again on Sunday?
Well, you always get concerned with turnovers. It's hard to win, especially on the road. When you turn the ball over, we had some turnovers yesterday that really, you know, affected us. But he's done a good job in protecting the football, and in the games that we've had success, you know, we've done a good job in not turning the ball over, and we'll have to make sure we get back to that.
We look at that as kind of just part of the process of him as still a young quarterback. I mean, people do kind of forget that he's just in his second year, first full year as a starter.
No doubt about it. I mean, he is in his second season. Going to be some growing pains along the way. We know that. This is part of the process with him, part of the evolution of him being an NFL starter. And, you know, as we grow as a team, he'll grow. But things like what happened yesterday could happen as he continues to gain more experience.
Did you look at those early red zone chances? Do you guys need to take a couple shots into the end zone there?
You know, we did some things that we thought would give us the best chance to be successful. We do our red zone study, you know, each week, and we put together some plays that we think will help us get the results that we want. And didn't happen yesterday. You know, we'll continue to do the things we got to do to try to improve, but you can always come back and say maybe should have done this, should have done that. But we thought we had a good plan. They did a good job on defense of keeping us out of the end zone.
Did the defense take a step back, and did you guys play as physical as you had been playing?
I don't know if we took a step back, Joe. I think some of the things they did with their quarterback definitely made a difference in how we played. Their running back was averaging, I think, almost 100 yards a game rushing, like 98 yards a game rushing. I think he finished with 46 yards rushing. But the quarterback had 138 yards rushing. You don't see that every day. So, no, I don't think we took a step back at all. I think we played a quarterback that was a little bit different than most that we see, and he was very effective against us on Sunday, in particular on that last run for 76 yards.
How concerned were you about Alfred Morris going in there? Because there were a lot of play-action passes where, you know, you had two or three linebackers sucking up and creating an opening at the second level.
We were very concerned with him going to the ball game. He had had some good games, and he was one of the people we identified that we needed to do a good job against. And we did a good job, but as you mentioned, they were able to get some plays behind our linebackers at time. And it wasn't just our linebackers that were responsible for some of those in-cutting routes that were behind them. Part of it is what we're doing secondary-wise as well. But a combination of the two created some lanes in our defense, and the style of offense that they ran. It, you know, you play a lot more zone than you might want to because you need to have eyes on where the quarterback is. And so it did create some issues. But we were definitely keying on effort for sure.
When you used those three red zone trips back, what did you specifically assess went wrong on those? Was there a common denominator there? Or?
No, not really. We just we didn't execute as well, and we felt like from a staff standpoint, maybe we could maybe do a couple other things that might help us in that situation. If we get in that situation again, or we're first and 10 from the 10, we might approach it a little bit different. After the turnover when we got down, I think we were first down and 10 from the 15 after a completion. So there were some things that we might do a little bit different in our approach And our execution would need to be a little bit better as well.
Calling change, or
it's something. I mean, when that happens, when you get targeted like we did in the red zone, you look at everything. You know what we're calling, the plays that we're running, how we're running those plays, because we really stress not kicking field goals and trying to get touchdowns. Even if we get one touchdown in any one of those three situations, it's probably going to affect the way they're going to call the game on the other side at that point. But it didn't happen, so yes, we're going to go through it with a fine tooth comb. What could we have done a little bit better?
Hey, Les, of those three trips, was there one when you went back and watched the tape that was especially painful that you didn't score on?
When we got the turnover from Antoine, the emotion on our bench, it was like, okay, this is it. You know, we're getting ready to really put the pedal to the metal here. And when we came away with a field goal, and I know how we are on defense, after that turnover, when you hold a team to a field goal in plus territory, it's like a win. So I would imagine, from their standpoint, it reversed. Instead of us getting inflated, they were the group that got inflated from by being able to hold us to a field goal. So that one, because of the emotion from our team and our bench and everybody being involved, that was the one that I really wanted to see us get it in the end zone.
With Kyle, because I mean, he seems like a good red zone guy. He's a big target, can go get the ball. Did they do something to take him away, or as you went back and watched, would you have preferred that Christian might have taken a stab at Kyle on at least one of those three trips?
Yeah, you know, later on in the game, we did. You know, we came back to him and we did some things, and they were rallying around Kyle, like most teams do in the red area with us. But we had some plays that we thought were going to be effective. They played good defense. I mean, the play action that we tried to hit Devin on, I mean, they did a good job of taking him away. We tried to bluff him a little bit with some of the runs that we've had with Percy that have been successful. They stayed pat. I mean, they did a good job on defense. I mean, we thought we had some good things in play, but they were pretty disciplined in what they were doing.
Percy's toughness is renowned, and his value in all phases for you guys is pretty well chronicled, but he took an awful lot of punishment yesterday. Do you feel like, is there things you can do to protect him more? Are you confident you're going to be able to ride him as much as you have been riding him?
Whether we can protect him or not, the way he plays, Brian, I mean, he plays, as you know, 100 miles per hour. So if you give it to him two times in a game, those two times, they're going to be full tilt. I mean, that's how he plays, and that's what you appreciate about him. And you know, we'll always be conscious of how we're using him and not trying to overuse him. But when you have a talent such as his, I mean, you know, you want to utilize his abilities. There's no question about it. But we are mindful of his physique and what we're asking him to do. But, you know, we'll do the best we can to preserve him, but not at the expense of our trying to win and trying to do the right things by him. He's a very, very valuable piece to our team. And it shows up every Sunday, but we are mindful of some of the hits that he does take.
Hey, Les, are there certain players you can't protect, though? I mean, you tried to take him off kickoffs last year, and he got mad about it. Does there come a certain time with players like that where you as a coach can only go so far? Because if you take him out now, he's going to want to play. I mean, how much does that factor into this kid just wants to play, and taking him off the field is actually an issue for him?
Well, you know, we're going to always try to do what's best for the team, and what's best for our team is to have Percy on the field. I mean, that's obvious. So his style of play is not going to change. So we're going to utilize his talents to the fullest. We'll be conscious of how we use him when we do have him on the field. But, you know, to say that we're going to use him less or use him in different ways, you know, I can't stand here today and say that's going to be the case. We all know that injuries are part of our game. We're going to try to protect him as much as we can, but at the same time, the way he plays, his style of play, and it's no different for a lot of our guys. I mean, they're going to play 100 miles per hour and play full tilt. That's what keeps you from getting injured at times, rather than, you know, trying to play to not get injured.
Are you going to open up the right guard position again?
We wanted to be able to take a look at Jeff yesterday and get him some game action, and yesterday allowed us to do that, and we want to be able to do it periodically. And we felt like that was a good game to do it, and it worked out pretty good to get him. I think he had about 11 snaps, So we got some good game action tape that we couldn't get in the preseason to evaluate him, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Is that unusual to do in the middle of a season, to just kind of get a look at a guy and go into a game, say, we're going to take a look at this guy when things are...
I don't know, you know, who I'd compare it to, but I know from our standpoint what the thinking was when we did it, and, you know, we thought it would be a good thing to do, and I think it'll help us down the road.
What do you think he did?
In those plays, I thought he did a good job, good enough where we feel comfortable. If something were to happen, we could, you know, get him in there. But, you know, some other things we want to be able to see from him, but, you know, we'll continue to evaluate him as we go forward.
Try and get more reps for him?
I don't know if we'd necessarily try to get more, but we'll definitely keep giving him a few reps, considering that he didn't play last season, didn't play at all in training camp, and now we're getting a chance to take a look at him.
Adrian and the short passes to Percy, do you see defenses just almost challenging you to get that deep ball over the top?
I don't know if it's so much because of Percy, a combination of Percy and Adrian. What we do between the two of them, we see a lot more single high than some teams may, or safeties creeping to the box, and because of what we're doing in the run game and how we utilize Percy underneath. But it does make you want to take some shots down the field. And we had some plays called yesterday where we were able to get some three-level routes where you saw Kyle catcher, a deep seven route behind a linebacker, or we tried a deep ball to Devin. We get a PI when that happened. So we have some things in place. Now it's a matter of can we hit some of those big plays down the field. And but as people continue to creep to the line of scrimmage, you definitely want to be able to take some shots down the field.
The next step for consistency to be able to do that, is it offensive linemen just being able to protect long enough for that to open up?
No, you want to, you know, keep doing it, Tim, and as long as people are going to crowd the line of scrimmage, you got to hit a couple of those plays, and we had a chance for that in the Detroit game. We had a chance for it yesterday as well. We saw it against Tennessee where Percy got behind a defensive back, so we'll keep taking shots. As people continue to crowd the line of scrimmage, then we just got to convert when we do.
What's led to that? Is it receivers just not being able to get any separation? Is it Christian maybe being a little reluctant to let it go?
No, he'll put it out there if the coverage will allow him to throw it. There are times that their coverage is good enough. We had a couple with Michael Jenkins late in the game where we took some shots down the sideline, and they had it covered pretty well. He threw the ball out of bounds, which is the right thing to do. But it depends a little bit on the coverage. I mean, if they got good coverage, the ball may not go down the field. It may go to a check down, or it may go to the sideline, or it may go out of bounds. And but we'll continue to take shots when they're available.
Do you expect Simpson to be able to play this week?
You know, I just talked with him a few minutes ago, and he feels like he's going to be ready to go. Told me just to watch the tape, and that'll prove it. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he progresses as the week goes on.
He sounded a little surprised yesterday to get the red light. What was that conversation like before the game?
Well, actually, I talked with him on Saturday about what I was thinking at the time, and so he kind of had an idea where I was headed. But in his heart, you know, he wants to play. He's a competitor. I mean, which is what you appreciate about him. He wanted to be able to be out there. But we'll see how it goes this week. I mean, he's a competitor. He wants to play. He wants to help our team win. And, you know, we'll evaluate it this week.
Time for two more. So much of what your downfield game has been predicated on is what Jerome might be able to do. And, you know, you're six games in. You really haven't seen very little glimpses of that. Do you think he can still be a long-term solution?
Well, I think you're right, Brian, that we haven't, you know, seen much of him. He played the one game after suspension. He's banged up a week ago, and we didn't dress him yesterday. So we've had limited exposure to him. So we got some time, and hopefully he's ready to go this week, and I could give you a better answer as we get further into the year and we've had more exposure with him. We just had limited opportunities at this point.
Les, how did you think Everson held up on Sunday, just given the circumstances?
I thought he did a great job. We talked to him after the ball game, and so courageous on his part to be out there playing and playing as well as he did, John. You watch the tape, and he played hard. I mean, he left everything he had on the field. Just a great example for our players and everybody in our organization, a tremendous sacrifice on his part. Very, very courageous, very courageous. Did a great job.
Will he have to miss any more time this week for a funeral or anything? What's his schedule going to be?
Yeah, I was told that the funeral is scheduled for Saturday. So arrangements are being made. So we'll see what that does schedule-wise.
All right.
All right, thank you.